This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. A Turkish court sentenced several military and civilian personnel at an air base to life prison sentences Thursday, proclaiming them guilty of involvement in a failed 2016 coup attempt. A total of 475 defendants, including generals and fighter jet pilots, at a base on the outskirts of the capital Ankara, were on trial for the past 3 years, accused of directing the coup and bombing key government buildings, including a section of the parliament building. The massive trial was one of two main trials against suspected members of a network led by U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen, whom Ankara accuses of orchestrating the failed attempt. Gulen, who was also named among the defendants, has denied involvement in the coup that resulted in some 220 deaths and thousands of injuries. Some 30 coup plotters were also killed. Ethiopia's prime minister has ordered the army to move on the embattled capital of the Tigray region after a 72-hour ultimatum for Tigrayan leaders to surrender ended. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The prime minister's office announced that the military offensive has reached its final stage after 3 weeks of fighting. That means tanks and other weaponry can close in on Mekele, whose residents were warned of no mercy if they didn't move away from Tigray leaders in time. The announcement caused international alarm, as rights groups said such wording could violate international law and put civilians in further danger. Abiy's statement claimed they would take the utmost care to protect civilians. The United Nations has reported people fleeing Mekele, but communications and transport links remain severed to Tigray, and it's not clear how many people received the warnings in time. I'm Karen Chamas.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Despite warnings from health experts and elected officials about further spreading the coronavirus, millions of Americans traveled for the Thanksgiving holiday. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
Among those warning about an exponential acceleration of COVID-19 cases and deaths, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
I'm urging you not to engage in your normal Thanksgiving plans.
But the highways and airports were packed with travelers willing to take the risk. In San Francisco,
we've had our travel plan to Hawaii since the summer.
This college student decided she wanted to fly home from Oregon.
I'm not worried about it because I'm not at risk. However, I do follow the rules and the precautions because of my parents.
One woman flying from New Jersey to Florida, disappointed by travelers crammed together in security lines and taking off their face masks on a packed plane to eat and drink. It's estimated holiday airline travel was down about 60% compared to last year. I'm Jackie Quinn.
As the coronavirus leaves many people housebound and many Americans sit to feast for Thanksgiving, the World Health Organization is urging people to get more active. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The UN Health Agency says 25% of adults and 80% of adolescents do not get enough physical activity in their daily lives. Regular physical activity is important to prevent heart disease, diabetes, and cancer, and also boost brain health, reducing symptoms of depression and anxiety. The WHO says up to 5 million deaths could be avoided each year if people would run, walk, or simply move more. For adults, it recommends at least 2.5 hours of moderate to vigorous aerobic activity per week and an hour per day for children and teens. People over 65 should focus on balance, coordination, and muscle strength to help prevent falls. I'm Ben Thomas.
Tens of thousands of fans lined up to say goodbye to Diego Maradona at the Argentine presidential mansion. Reuters' Gloria So reports.
Maradona was widely regarded as one of the greatest soccer players of all time. He passed away Wednesday at the age of 60. In Naples, fans left flowers and candles outside his former team's stadium, which the city's mayor said should be renamed after Maradona. And in Argentina, where the government has declared 3 days of mourning, fans gathered outside his childhood home near Buenos Aires to pay tribute. Maradona, who had a storied club career with both Napoli and Barcelona, is perhaps best known for leading Argentina to World Cup glory in 1986 with a goal he called the Hand of God. And despite a troubled history with drug and alcohol addiction that later tarnished his career, he became known to many Argentines as El Dios, the God.
That's Reuters' Gloria So. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.